Welcome to episode 499 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. In his farewell discourse to his disciples in the upper room, Jesus talks about the betrayal of Judas, the denial of Peter, the new commandment to love one another, being the way, the truth, and the life, the promise of the Holy Spirit, and being the true vine. Then he talks about the hatred of the world and the sorrow that they will feel when he is gone. He then says in John 16, verse 33, "I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. I have said these things to you, that you may have peace." Jesus offers his disciples peace. He makes the offer in the most unlikely circumstances. At that very minute, as Jesus is offering peace, Judas is meeting with his master's enemies to plot his arrest. Jesus knows that in a matter of hours, he will be arrested, forsaken, rejected, mocked, humiliated, tortured, and executed. Yet Jesus has peace and enough to give to others. Jesus does not promise peace, he offers it. He says, "You may have peace." People may follow Jesus yet deny themselves this peace. We gain the peace Jesus offers by finding it in him. Jesus says that in me you may have peace. We won't find a real peace anywhere else other than in Jesus. Often there is an unsaid and unrealistic expectation in our thinking or hoping and even in our praying that life should be easy and free of trial. However, the day-to-day tells a different story. There is trouble. There are limitations wrought by our own imperfections. There is unavoidable pain in this world. Yet in spite of it all, we can have peace. We can take heart and we can have hope. We can take heart because Jesus died on the cross, assumed the burden of the sin of the world, and overcame sin and death on our behalf. This is our gift to receive and take comfort in daily and forever. To overcome means to live in the victory of Christ. It means to live in victory over the old nature, and to live in victory under the new nature. It means through Christ we must appropriate in practical living the victory purchased by Jesus through his redemption. What are some other Bible verses about overcoming? Let's consider 12 passages of Scripture from both the Old and New Testaments. Romans 8 verse 37. "No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us." Paul says that even if we face tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, danger, or sword, in Christ, we are more than conquerors. Our victory is sure. James 1 verse 12. "Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial, for when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him." God blesses those who patiently endure testing and temptation. Those who maintain trust in God during hardships will receive the crown of life. 1 John 4 verse 4. "Little children, you are from God and have overcome them, for he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world." Overcoming is possible because of who we have within. The believer has a resource for victory, the vital presence of the indwelling Jesus, which makes victory always possible. If we rely on he who is in you instead of relying on ourselves. This understanding gives great confidence and spiritual power. For those walking in this truth, victory is assured. They have overcome them. It is a positive statement, not a wishful hope. Facing temptation, my God can provide a way of escape. Facing trouble, when we cry, the Lord will hear us. Facing trials, my God offers peace. My God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. My God is awesome. Heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weakened. Forever he will reign. Revelation 3 verse 21. "To the one who overcomes, I will grant the right to sit with me on my throne, just as I overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne." Those who overcome the battle against indifference, compromise, and self-reliance receive a special reward. 1 John 5, verses 4 to 5. For everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world except the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? Faith gives us the victory. It is through faith that we overcome. We must be born of God, and we are born of God through faith. Psalm 27, verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? We can overcome not because of our own strength, our own discernment, or our own resources. We overcome because the Lord is our light. He is our salvation, and he is our only stronghold. Isaiah 41, verse 10. Fear not, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. This text gives us 5 reasons not to fear. 1, I am with you. 2, I am your God. 3, I will strengthen you. 4, I will help you. And 5, I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. God says you can overcome because of who I am and what I will do. Ephesians 6, verse 11. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. We can overcome when outfitted with the whole armor of God. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 57. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We have cause to be grateful because God gives us the victory over every trial, every temptation, every kind of trouble through Jesus. Proverbs 3, verses 5 to 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. A straight path, endurance, victory, overcoming. Does it come by our own understanding? It is available to us when we trust in the Lord and when we acknowledge him. Joshua 1, verse 9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened, and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. God tells Joshua to take great care to observe the law. God's word and our commitment to it are the pillars that will support our success. Revelation 2, verse 17. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To the one who conquers, I will give some of the hidden manna, and I will give him a white stone, with a new name written on the stone that no one knows except the one who receives it. In this verse, Jesus concludes his letter to the church at Pergamum. The overcomers at Pergamum refuse to eat food offered to idols, but they will enjoy bread from heaven. The feast Jesus prepares for his faithful servants exceeds by far anything the devil offers us. Though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we can take heart because the Lord is our shepherd. We can take heart because all things work together for good for those who are called according to his purpose. We can take heart because just as Christ has overcome the world, so can we. We can overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. We can overcome because we have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer we who live, but Christ who lives in us. Father, thank you that despite the trouble in the world, we can take heart. Help us to overcome the world just as Jesus overcame. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.